We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Weekend Perspective. I'm Kitty Dunn, and today we're going to be talking about a cool nonprofit and a cool event coming up at Wisconsin Brewing Company at the end of the month. Kathy Natsky is joining me to talk about Paul's Party and Paul Palooza that is coming up. And Kathy, thanks for taking some time today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, this all started and was inspired by your son, Paul, who passed away several years ago. Tell us, before we start talking about the charity and the event, tell us about your son.
Paul was a great kid. He was born with spina bifida, and so he never walked independently. He walked with a walker for a while, and eventually decided that a wheelchair would give him more independence. And with that, he always loved sports. He loved everything about sports, watching it, talking about it, and even playing sports. And so we kind of realized early on that we would need to find ways for him to participate in sports with his, both his disabled peers and his able-bodied peers. And so that's kind of the crux of Paul's Party is sports for kids, because Paul loved sports so much.
So what kind of things do you do for kids to help them take part in sports when they would think maybe it's something they could never do?
We focus on the equipment piece. We provide the equipment, because if you can't use your legs, most sports are difficult. So they need to be adapted. And we call that adaptive sports or parasports, para athletics. And so we buy the adaptive wheelchair or the adaptive sled or the racing chair or the throwing stand. Depending on the sport, there's a different wheelchair for each sport. And those things are expensive. So we try and kind of close that gap and eliminate the barrier for parents and kids to participate and be active.
So tell us some of the success stories. Have you gotten to witness some of the delight and happiness that kids have had because through the equipment you've been able to provide?
We have, and that's the best part. That's kind of, you know, it's nice that we're kind of small enough that, you know, we can still go to the track meets and see the kids. It's not a rule, but it's kind of my husband, Jim, and I kind of like to deliver the equipment ourselves so that we can, first of all, make sure it fits, make sure it works, make sure they kind of know how everything works, but also a little bit selfishly so that we get to see them compete and see how happy they are and how empowered they are to be able to compete.
Now, you mentioned that Paul's Party is a small charity. How much help have you been able to provide so far?
Well, in the last, Paul passed away 5 years ago. So Paul's Party has been around for just a little over 3 years, actually. The first year we raised money, but we weren't an authorized 501c3, which we are now. But since we've started buying equipment for kids, which is a little over 3 years, we've raised over $150,000, and we've got, I think the number is 18 track athletes. We just bought a basketball wheelchair. We help the Wisconsin Skeeters sled hockey team. We're hoping to help fund another sled hockey team in Wisconsin. That's kind of our new work in progress. We've bought a few hand bikes for kids. We buy free wheels, just kind of anything to make kids be a little more independent. It's fun.
It's pretty amazing. $150,000. That doesn't sound like small potatoes to me. Talking with Kathy Natsky about Paul's Party and Paul Palooza. Tell us about this event that you're having at the Wisconsin Brewing Company.
This event is so much fun. It started out that we were just going to do a little a little kind of celebration of Paul's life, put a couple bands, just kind of have a bunch of friends and family and everybody come. And we accidentally raised a bunch of money the first year. So that's kind of how Paul's party started. But this will be the fifth year, and we're having it at Wisconsin Brewing Company this year. We have five bands. Wisconsin Brewing Company is brewing a beer for us called Roll With It Red Lager. There'll be food. There'll be some activities. We're going to have the climbing wall there. It's just going to be a whole lot of fun.
So lots of fun for grown-ups and stuff for kids to do as well?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Now, I think that's pretty darn cool that Wisconsin Brewing Company and Lake Louie are making this Roll With It Red Ale. And is it red ale because your son had red hair?
It is. It is.
Yeah, that's absolutely awesome. So it looks
like
you have
an easy drinking beer that you can hang out with all day long. Kind of like Paul.
Very, very cool. And as I'm looking at the band lineup here, we've got Some Assembly Required, Mountain Air, Alfa Romeo, Sweet Josephine, and a good friend of always up to do charitable work, the Mark Croft Full Band is going to be there as well.
The Full Band. Yeah, Mark Croft has been with us since the beginning. And this year we asked him to bring his whole band. And so they're going to end our day. Also, friend of Triple M, Sam Sardina and Connor B, are Sweet Josephine.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. And now, do we have raffle prizes too?
We do have raffle prizes, great raffle prizes as usual. Our raffle is, we require that our baskets be worth $100 or more. Some of them are worth tons more. We've got, cheese for a year, a great fire pit. We've got things for kids. We've got fishing baskets. I mean, it's great. They're so good.
And so you buy raffle tickets when you're there, or is it like a silent auction, or how does it work?
It's raffle tickets when you're there. Our raffle license makes us do it all while you're there. So you have to be present, not to win, but to buy the tickets. You buy your ticket and then you put the tickets in the basket that you want to win. So you actually get to choose which ones you want to.
Oh, I love when they do it that way.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
You don't want.
Paul Palooza is coming up Sunday, August 28th at Wisconsin Brewing Company in Verona. Before I let you go, though, how do folks get in touch with you if they have a child that wants to try out a sport that they normally couldn't participate in?
Yeah, we're always looking for new kids. We're looking to help as many kids as we can. You can reach us on our website at paulsparty.org. You can find us on Facebook at Paul's Party. Or you can email me at paulspartyinc@gmail.com.
Very, very cool. And one more thing that I found on your website that people can print out. What's this kindness campaign that you have going on?
So that's how we started. The kindness campaign was started for Paul's birthday in December on the first year that he passed away. And that's kind of that was kind of the beginning. We asked people just to do random acts of kindness in Paul's memory. And it kind of snowballed into what we're doing today. So we keep the kindness part because, the world could use more kind. And
definitely.
We kind of think that what we're doing is kind. So it all works out.
paulsparty.org is the website, and Paul Palooza is coming up at Wisconsin Brewing Company on August 28th. If people would like to help out or in other ways, you're always looking for cash donations year-round, I would imagine.
The whole point of this is to raise cash, so cash donations are always welcome, and they always go directly to the kids' equipment. We don't pay any salaries or anything like that. It's 100% all goes to the kids, and you can find out about donating on the website or on the Facebook page.
Kathy Natsky, thanks so much for taking time with us. And August 28th at Wisconsin Brewing Company is where you go for the big party and help raise money for a good cause. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Kitty.
And thank you for listening for Weekend Perspective. I'm Kitty Dunn.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.